Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about gene-edited food, an article in New Scientist, 7th of July 2018, by Michael LePage. The title is The Second Great Food War. The byline is, battlelines are being drawn over whether crops and animals modified with CRISPR gene editing can make it to the supermarket shelves. You have probably heard of CRISPR, the gene editing technique set to cure diseases and modify our DNA. The real revolution, however, may be in its ability to transform our food. Quote, the biggest impact is going to be in agriculture, unquote, by Didfra Duna, who helped develop the method, told New Scientist earlier this year. This is because older, cruder techniques can make it expensive to develop genetically modified GM foods, so they are mostly in the domain of the big multinationals. In contrast, CRISPR has made genetic tinkering cheap and easy. Quote, rather than just four or five large multinationals dominating the market, you're going to have an explosion of companies all over the world innovating and coming up with improved crop varieties, says Tony Moran of US biotech company Cibus. Just how far this revolution goes depends on how countries regulate CRISPR foods. The US and some others have decided that simple gene tweaks don't require special regulation. But the world's biggest market, the European Union, has yet to decide. A court decision due later this month could determine the technique's fate in the EU, which is historically anti-GM and perhaps the world. So why are people keen to CRISPR our food? For starters, genome editing plants and animals could make what we eat safer by removing allergens and cancer-causing substances such as acrylamides. CRISPR could also make crop resistance to disease and more nutritious. We need the next generation of food to tackle challenges such as a growing population and climate change, says Nigel Hanford of the Plant Research Climate Centre in Romsted Research, Harpton, UK. Quote, the idea that we don't need new technologies is utterly ridiculous, he says. We have been here before, though. Critics of GM crops say they were supposed to have all kinds of benefits, from boosting food production to helping the environment, but haven't delivered. That's probably wrong. For instance, a 2018 meta-analysis found that GM maize yielded up to 25% higher. Several reports, including one in 2016 of the US National Academies of Science, also suggest GM crops are no worse for the environment and sometimes better. What is true is that most GM crops are designed to enrich big companies. That is because it takes on average 13 years and a cost of $130 million to launch one. When you have an intensely demanding regulatory system, only big multinationals can afford to do it, says Joyce Tate at the University of Edinburgh in the UK, who studies governance of new technologies. CRISPR means you no longer need to be a Monsanto to launch a new crop. Quote, we are a small company, says Federico Dribble of Calyx, a US firm that has just begun growing CRISPR-modified soybeans for commercial sale. By opening biotech up to small companies and non-profit groups, CRISPR offers us a chance to avoid the mistakes made with genetically modified organisms, GMOs, and ensure more people benefit, says Tate. Quote, whether it happens or not depends entirely on how we regulate this technology, she says. The deciding factor is whether regulators see CRISPR as a smarter form of conventional breeding or treating it as a new form of GM. The science is clear. All breeding involves genetic modifications of some kind. Farmers who select a prize cow to mate are choosing to propagate its genes. Older genetic modification techniques add extra DNA to animal or plants, often taken from a different organism. It is an old and clumsy technology, says Peter Bertram, CEO of Cibus. Quote, we see GMOs as the Windows 95. By contrast, the most common use of CRISPR is to change just one or two DNA letters, such as mutations occur with no human intervention all the time. So CRISPR proponents argue that there's no logical reason to treat them differently. Conventional breeding can result in hundreds of unpredictable changes to an animal's DNA. says Chris Hudson of Recombinetics, a Minnesota firm that has made a hornless dairy cattle by inducing a mutation already present in some beef cattle. Gene editing results in an intentional, predictable one. In fact, plant breeders in the 1950s gave up waiting for natural mutations and started introducing them with radiation and toxic chemicals called mutagenesis. Much of our food was created in this way, such as some wheat varieties and red grapefruit. Quote, from the scientific point of view, regulating genome editing and mutagenesis differently makes absolutely no sense, says Halford. Anti-GM activists disagree. They want all edited crops to be treated as GM. Quote, it's not whether or not something is similar already exists, or whether the modification could occur naturally, says Franziska Achterberg of the Greenpeace European Union. Only a few countries have made their position clear so far. In the US, crops created by minor genetic editing tweaks are being treated as normal, but animals created in the same are subject to additional regulations. Matters could be complicated by a new law requiring GM foods to be labeled as bioengineered in the US. The biotech industry fears this label will deter consumers and investors. That might not be true. Firms that are labeled food as genetically engineered because of a short-lived law in Vermont said they saw no fall in sales. There was also a slight fall in the opposition to GM in the state, according to the research published last week. However, it seems likely that CRISPR-edited food will not require labelling. Details were meant to be finalised this month, but the process is running late. As for the rest of the world, Canada, Argentina, Brazil and Chile will regulate on a case-by-case basis, with the most edited variety being treated as normal ones. Colombia will soon follow suit. It has already said it will treat gene editing chocolate as a normal crop. The big question is, what will happen in the largest market of all, the EU? It was supposed to be to make a final ruling several years ago, but still has not done so. All eyes are on the European Court of Justice, which is hearing a case challenging the definition of GMOs. A legal opinion published earlier this year hints that the ruling will be that gene-edited organisms do not count as GM under EU law. If so, it could spark a massive CRISPR boom globally. The decision is expected on the 25th of July. So watch this space. Your food may never be the same. Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.